Hello and welcome to On the Couch with M&M. M&M obviously for Maria and Manos.
This is where we go behind the scenes in real estate business ownership to give you great ideas and tips to help you create fun and profitable businesses so that you can live an extraordinary life.
Let's get started. Hello and welcome back on the couch with M&M.
And today we're really excited to have our really good friend from over in the West, Mr. Peter Clements. Peter Clements joined us in a previous episode, introduced himself to the team, obviously starting up Mint Real Estate, but we're really, really excited about today's session because we're going to be talking about a new sales process called open negotiation. Peter's been working on a project that would certainly be what we believe may revolutionize the sales process and the negotiation process in real estate. So welcome to the show, Peter.
Thank you very much. Very excited to be here again.
So you've been working on this for how long? When did you first start?
It's been, I suppose, the last 10 years melding all the things and finding out all the things that we hate about about real estate, I suppose. So there's some great things about all the sales processes that we currently use, and there's some great big holes in the sale process that we currently use. So I've pretty much tried everything in my career. I've done auctions, I'm an auctioneer. I've tried all the different variants of private treaty, being from, you know, no price to a price to end date sales to offers above, and every other different incantation to try and make sure that we get our owners the best possible price.
Yeah.
In doing so, though, over that decade or so of making lots and lots of mistakes and learning new ways and getting frustrated with some of the other processes, there was a design element that we were trying to come up with, and certainly when I was an auctioneer, it used to frustrate me that you couldn't have subject to finance people bidding at an auction. And in Western Australia, auctions aren't certainly as strong as they are in the rest of the country. But when we did do them, you know, I'd have situations where we'd sell under the hammer, and I'd have someone walk out of the crowd at the end and say, "Well, Peter, I would have paid more, but I couldn't participate in your auction
because of the conditions."
Unconditional.
And you know, our job as agents is to have as many people participate as possible to purchase someone's property. So when people start excluding themselves, and that was happening in closing date sales as well, or offers above, or you know, expression of interest type sales, where I was having people would say, "Peter, I love the property. I think it's a beautiful home." And I'd say, "Great. Well, listen, we're doing the closing date, you know, in 3 days' time, so we'll catch up." And people started to say to me, "No, I'm just not going to get involved in that process because we keep on missing out on properties by a few thousand dollars, and we just don't know what we need to pay."
And they felt like they're being kept in the dark.
Kept in the dark, and it's terrible because at the end of the day, if those people if those people just don't even participate, the owner's not getting the best. But what was worse with those sort of processes, and real estate agents are very good at justifying things, and you know, I'd sell properties and you'd get, you know, $100,000 variance, and you'd think you were the great negotiator, but in fact you weren't. You were playing a game of lucky dip with prices with buyers. And the buyers would sometimes, you know, and they'd sign off on the forms promising that they'd made their best and final offer. And you'd put it in front of the owners, and the owners would sit there and go, "Well, I suppose we've got to take that." And you might do a bit of argy-bargy with buyers. But the argy-bargy with the buyers was saying to them, "Oh, listen, I can't tell you what price you have to beat, but you're not going to get it." Which has them have no trust in us whatsoever, because then they think that we're going to do that with all of the other people, and there's no way that they know whether or not we've been honest about the whole process. So all of these sort of things culminated into one day waking up in the morning and just going, "Oh, wow, if I actually take the price off the contract and we agree all of the terms and conditions of the contract up front, because if we know that a contract's not a contract until all parts have been agreed by all parties, so if you actually take the most important part off and put it as just a simple annexure to the contract, it means that we can sit down with the buyer and say, "Okay, listen, if you like the property, let's get just your terms and conditions accepted. I'm not even going to talk to you about price. But once your terms and conditions have been accepted on the property, if the owner's happy with them, they'll sign off on all of the contract except for the price. But once they've done that, I can't sell the property now to another person without letting you know exactly what price you need to beat in a totally open environment that you can see the other bids." So for the last 18 months, we've been testing the manual or the paper-based version of what has become now the app. And that has had huge success. Buyers were, in fact...
they'll be loving the transparency.
They love it because they get to see throughout a three-week program.
Yeah.
And there's two parts to the process. One is called the campaign bidding stage.
Yeah. Before we get into the actual mechanics, just so the viewers understand, we are talking about an online technology platform that can be desktop and app. On your phone.
That's right.
Great.
So, I suppose to go back, and sorry, I get quite excited about it. To go back, essentially, what we've done is we've done a meld of private treaty and auction. We've taken all the good things of private treaty, which is the buyers now having the ability to be able to set the terms.
Yeah.
And so long as the owner is happy with the terms, then they'll be able to then bid on an equal playing field against a buyer with different terms. And the key with this whole process is that it's designed to keep agents in. Right now, there's a bunch of different apps and technologies out there that are designed to try and get us out. Take our fees, reduce our fees and all that sort of thing. This whole technology works because of agents, and without agents involved in it, it simply wouldn't work at all. And that's where I think all of the technology that's out there at the moment that's trying to get rid of us will fail dismally, because just in running the number of, that we've run, and we've sold over $100 million worth of property using the paper-based version, and now that the app's up and running, we sold our first property on that 3 weeks ago. There's currently, six properties for sale on the Open Negotiation website, which is openn.com.au. So the extra N is for negotiation. So what we do know, though, is with an agent involved, the owner does better, because we're still having to negotiate with the owner and make sure that they understand what's going on throughout the process.
And you're guiding the purchaser through. And they're feeling.
And the beauty for the purchaser is that, and I think this is what's going to create some better ruling around how what's happening over in this.
Of course. So obviously everyone's aware Victoria's got the underquoting new legislation that's come through, and it's brought some other aspects to the sales process. So this, look, when we saw this some time ago, as you know, I said this is probably the missing piece in the negotiation part, especially from, you know, a director with team members. And really looking, like, there's a problem out there in the marketplace, the perceived value of real estate agents, the perceived non-transparency. And I think this is going to be the key aspect that eliminates that and brings us back to the fore and the importance in the transaction.
One of the things that I think will work very well, and certainly you guys are in a much better market than we are in Perth. Perth's probably suffering still the worst downturn, and that's been really for the last 8 to 10 years, we've been in a negative market, whereas you guys have had a good 4 years
of growth. The opposite,
So it works in both, and particularly in a market that's starting to change, it helps us be able to get listings. So that's a really good thing. Agents that have now been offering this as a third option to auction and private treaty have been winning more listings using it. Buyers have been liking it because the biggest complaint really from buyers about underquoting is that they spend money on getting reports done on the property.
Yeah, building a pest.
With this process, every time someone registers, and this is probably the biggest turnaround, so to give you guys that are listening a bit of a background, is when a buyer walks into the home now, we actually register their terms and conditions. Now, that's filling in a full contract with no price attached. And the price then gets determined by the app. The biggest change here is now the owner is getting true market feedback as to, so instead of just giving a contract and saying, hey, the auction's in 3 weeks and hoping that people turn up to the auction, now we actually know exactly who's involved, and guess what? They get to bid along the way. So for 3 weeks, the price actually starts to alter over the course of the 3 weeks, because buyers want to knock other buyers out prior to the final bidding stage starting. So the good thing about that in the underquoting world is every bid that goes on is actually a real bid, so you can advertise it. So now when I've got a property in Mount Claremont, went on at the first person that put in their opening price put it in at $9.55.
And what was the advertised range of that property?
At that point, there was no range. I just literally had coming soon. So the people came through, the first person that put in the price.
The market determines the price.
It's market-based pricing for the first time ever in real
estate.
Which
is brilliant. Yeah.
So if that price was high, I probably would have had no one through the next home open. But the first home open I had 32 families through that home open. Now, in Perth, that's absolutely rare. I would say most agents are getting two to three families through. Out of that 32 families that came through, seven registered their terms and conditions over the next 2 days, and the price is now at, or went up to $1,017,000 by the end of that weekend. So anyone that was looking at that property thinking that they might have got it for $955,000, now they've actually seen it's up to $1,017,000. But then last night I was actually sitting on the phone and one of the registered bidders put their bid up to $1,030,000 to try and get rid of everyone else. So now I
So they're sitting at home, they've got their app.
Having a chat.
And they're having a conversation with husband and wife and they go, okay, we can go
let's try
30 grand up or 15 or 10 and they're able to do that.
Let's try and bump somebody out.
In their own privacy without feeling pressured or, yeah.
Yeah. Now, the beauty of that is part of my job after I've left here, is to go and ring all the other people that are involved and say, hi, it's gone up to $1,030,000 now. And to be honest, most of them are watching the app like it's TV.
So they know. Would. So they it's would. Not like they're anticipating your call.
Yeah. So they'll be sitting there. But when I do the ring around, I'm able to, if any of them have dropped out, I'll ring the owner and say, we've lost one or two buyers because this person's put their price up. So now we're getting a true gauge as to where the top of the market might be.
Yeah.
We really don't know ever, but we're starting to get a feel for it. But you also ring the buyers back and say, hey, there was nine of you, but two have dropped out because now it's going to entice them to put the price up even more to see if they can still knock out some more buyers before it even starts in the final bidding stage.
It's brilliant. It's actually really, really clever. Another thing that I really love about it is people signing off on a contract with their terms and conditions. I think that is fantastic because once you do that, as an individual, you bought the house.
You're emotionally attached. The emotional
attachment.
And
then I think as the weeks and the days go on, you just are more inclined to actually just focus on
securing
it and putting more money towards
That's
it.
That's right.
Yeah.
If they find another property in the meantime that they like more, they can withdraw. That as well sends a really good message back to the owner to sometimes have the owners get a bit more realistic about their reserve price.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, so if I come through on property and I put my terms and conditions and I really like it, but it hasn't really, I'm still into it and I'm bidding, but it's about 2 weeks away from the final bidding stage. And then I go through another open of yours and I like that property as well. Although I'm bidding here, can I put a contract together for another property?
You can, you can have multiple contracts on multiple properties.
Yeah.
Again, the incentive for buyers is to actually register the terms and conditions early, because if you came in today and I said, Manos Maria, do you like the house? Yes, let's get your terms and conditions done. You go, oh, we might wait another couple of weeks. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
I'd say to you, listen, if someone else puts the price up to some a price that the owner wants to accept early and you're not registered and the owner decides to bring the whole sales process to as early as this weekend and you're not registered, you'll simply miss out on the home.
You would, yeah.
But if you put your price in today, and I'm not going to ask you to put in your best price. In fact, I prefer you put in a really low price because the lower that you go, the more people that might come through the house. But that's totally up to you, Manos and Maria.
Reverse psychology there.
It's incredible. Because, of course, and over here, they go, oh, the bloody real estate agent's trying to get me to go low. I'm going to put the price high.
Yeah.
Now, that
works. To knock everyone out.
That works for our sellers. That works for everyone. Because it's a real bid, then we're actually not in trouble because we advertise that bid on all of the web portals. So it goes on to, you know, your domains, your realestate.coms, and every time someone ups their price, out it goes. And then the interesting thing is the higher the price goes throughout this, because you've got registered people, the less buyers that start coming through the property, it now is giving us some really good feedback for the sellers.
Yeah.
So the sellers at 955 had 32 groups through. At 1,030,000, we're opening the home tomorrow. If there's only four or five people that come through, it's a really good message for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the equivalent of what happens in an auction when you walk in at half time and say, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, we've got to get this house on the market. It hasn't hit your reserve yet. And it's a really pressured conversation.
Yeah.
Most of the sellers in this are actually ringing me and say, Peter, do we need to bring our reserve price down?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
because they're getting the feedback live from the market. The feedback is not from you ringing them saying this is what's been taught to me on the phone privately. It's open, so, and they're able to watch it themselves. Yeah, yeah, happening live.
And
yeah,
it's
pretty awesome.
Human nature doesn't change anywhere in the world, really. From the time you're about 16 and upwards, we're pretty much set as far as human nature goes. All we've done with this is we've using all of the parts that allow us to be able to control human nature. And a good agent really just knows how to control human nature.
Mm.
So what this does is encapsulates it all into an app that gives us so much control. So obviously there's a heap that I could talk about here. There's quite a few training videos. As far as the rollout goes, we're testing it in Western Australia first. If you can test it in the worst market in Australia and at work, then we pretty much can confirm
it'll work for you. It's going to go across the board. And you've covered all bases with regard to legislation, making sure it complies with all the relevant acts in each state.
Yeah. So at the moment, we've got the Jemison Fisher lawyers out of New South Wales, who are great industry lawyers. They're completing the New South Wales contract currently. They're going to do the Queensland contract next, and then the Victorian contract after that. So we've got the New South Wales one that we're actually going through at the moment. We'll be sending that through and making sure that it absolutely checks out in the next couple of weeks. But we really see by probably June, it'll be rolled out across the country. Which is really exciting. There's a number that are already happening right now. So if you go to the open.com.au website with two N's.
So it's open.com.au.
Yep. And you can start to get a bit of a feel for it. It's actually as a landing page right now. It's not the full website. We'll be at ARIC in 2017, which we're excited about. So anyone watching this can come and speak to us on the stands and get a lot more information of how it works. And the way we're going to do it with all of the other states is we're literally just going to take the names of people so you can register to be able to be taught, to be able to use it as it comes out. So,
and you'll be doing a roadshow, I'm assuming, to train all the...
So we're going to...
That's excellent.
Yeah, the training part of it's really important because... And this is the part... There's been a few agents concerned that this is something that is going to get rid of agents, and it's in fact
it's the opposite.
Yeah, it builds beautiful EBUs. So you have someone that's a great terms acceptor. When you're talking to a buyer about writing an offer, they're generally frightened about it because there's a price involved and that could have them miss out, particularly in an expression of interest or closing date type sales. They're sitting there in Melbourne and Sydney, different than Perth. In Perth, they're sitting there going, how low can I go? In Melbourne and Sydney, they're sitting there going, how high should
I
go?
How can I not miss out?
And am I still going to miss out if I go that high?
Yeah.
But they still have no idea what they need to pay. It'd be like ask me saying to you guys, I'm going to give you $50,000 now. Just guess the number in my head.
Yeah.
It's impossible, but we do it to buyers every day.
Yeah.
And then we ring them back and say, oh, sorry, you missed it. Yeah. Now, of course, they're going to miss it. It's like playing darts.
That's right. Yeah. No, love it.
But really if they miss it with this, they'll be happy to miss it because they can see where it's gone at, and then they just either know their limitations, and obviously the process just
takes
makes it
there.
All clear. And
we have buyers miss out on this, and they thank us.
Yeah,
and we've had buyers that have missed out on a property like this, but then when they've gone to sell their property, they've rung agents who haven't even been trained in this, and we've got agents ringing us going, I've just listed a property that the owner wants me to do open negotiation. I don't know how it works. Can you please come and teach us?
That's awesome, Peter.
Well, fantastic. When you're getting feedback from the consumer direct to the agent,
you know it's
going to
work.
You know it's something that's been needed and obviously been missing, and it's really bringing in the blend of the technology that's really enhancing the human element being ourselves in the transaction. So
congratulations to you.
Congratulations.
It's an awesome.
So just quickly on it as well, because everyone's worried about costs. As far as costs go, there's no costs for the buyer. There's a cost for the seller, which we actually write up just as a VPA. So it's $440 inclusive of GST to have it go on there. There's no contracts for agencies or anything. So it's just a loading cost. It's like an auctioneer's fee.
Yeah.
You must be a licensed auctioneer to actually drive it.
To drive it.
So again, it's keeping our industry at the forefront.
Absolutely.
So
perfect.
Mum and dad can't go out there and just, try and sell their house on a platform like this. The other thing is that there have been a few people obviously try and copy it, and the depth of information that's in it to make it so malleable for an agent But it'd be the equivalent of you and I going, oh, wow, there's an F1 car out the front. Let's go and have a spin. Mm. We would crash it at the first corner because we don't know how to drive it.
Mm.
But and that's a little bit like what this is. Because you've got the knowledge of real estate of, you know, 15, 16 years, and anyone that's really been in real estate for more than a year will be able to grasp the background and, yeah. and the understanding of competitive environment around it. But also we're hoping that it's also going to stop the whole underquoting problems. That
exactly.
It'll make, our job easier. Absolutely. I think so much easier. And
very exciting.
People might get to like us
imagine
again.
You're at home and you see all these offers coming through. I think that's fantastic.
I've never enjoyed real estate as much as I have now because there's no games anymore about put in your best price and I really like you guys, I want you to get it, but I don't think you're paying enough. And then when you miss it, this is the other thing, when you miss out on that property and I ring you and say, hey, do you want to list your property with me?
Yeah.
It's a no, because I'm the reason that you missed out. Whereas with this, people just sit there and go, can you come and see us? Because although we missed out on the property, we missed out because we chose to.
Vendor.
Excellent.
Really well done.
Yeah.
Thank you again, Peter, for joining us on the couch with M&M.
We're really excited, as always.
Of course, we'll see you over at ARIC.
Yes.
And thank you guys for watching another episode of On the Couch.